The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing. My podcast, Here's the Thing, is moving from public radio, WNYC in particular, to iHeart Radio.
Yes, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin is to move to iHeart. The show has been with WNYC since 2011. With the shift over to iHeart Radio, we're breathing new life into a project I've been passionate about for nearly a decade, said Baldwin, though he did criticise WNYC for interfering with his editorial independence. In the same Billboard article, iHeart's Connell Byrne says that Spotify accounts for somewhere between 5 and 12% of listening of podcasts from iHeart and suggests that exclusives are bad for creators, brands, and listeners. They remain the top US podcast publisher, according to new figures from Podtrac. Anchor, the largest podcast host in the world, has achieved IAB certification for their podcast analytics. We'll link to their full certificate today. And as a small warning, some podcasters may notice a very slight decline in play counts as a result, the company says. Some that have contacted PodNews have seen significant drops. iOS 14.2 is out. Podcasters may notice it's increased the cover art size of podcasts on the lock screen. Ooh. iHeartRadio Australia, which is run by ARN, is to have a, quote, complete strategic overhaul. ARN's content director, Duncan Campbell, says, part of my role here is to make sure that we don't lose focus and get distracted by new shiny toys, or as others call it, the future. The New York Times has seen a 19% increase in podcast revenue in the first 9 months of 2020, according to its latest quarterly report. The Daily is the number one US podcast, according to new Podtrac figures for October. Westwood One's owner Cumulus Media says podcasting revenue was up 50% in the last quarter and that the network achieved 102 million downloads in September, up 47% year on year. Digital dollars represented over 10% of revenue in the quarter, adds CFO Frank Lopez Balboa. And remote recording software Riverside FM has raised $2.5 million in funding. And in podcast news today, the Queued Up podcast on podcasting has an interesting thing. About 19 minutes in, Jay Podfader Soderbergh claims Chartable, who's IAB version 2 certified, tells me my podcast gets 3 times the amount of downloads that my IAB version 2 certified host tells me I get. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.